I'm one of those living in a relationship that he gives me the daily grace to make it through the hard spots, to make it through the unkindness, to make it through the test and the temptations.
I had to really work through forgiving my mother-in-law. And when I realized that I could forgive her for years of verbal criticism and abuse and not have to be subjected to it anymore, it was very freeing.
Ever since I met my husband over 11 years ago, his family was the one who brought me back to Christ and to show me the way that I need to be and what I need to believe in and how I should act.
You know, that's the way life is supposed to operate. That is what we call intentional living around here. And all around the world, if you're part of the Intentional Living community at all. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We are live. Our phone line is open. You know, you just heard people who were finding more peace in their life. They're experiencing more grace. They're experiencing forgiveness. Doesn't that sound good? Just to have that clean kind of forgiveness, confidence in your life, to experience God's best in your high-stake relationships. To go to bed tonight, have that marriage, or at least in your heart, to know that you're doing the right thing in the marriage or with your kids or with an in-law. Our phone line is open. This is Intentional Living. Our goal is to help you experience God's best for your high-stake relationships by encouraging you to pursue a transformational goal that will glorify God and benefit other people. That's really intentional living. And you know, in the process, you're going to experience a benefit yourself as well. We believe it. We see it. Here's the deal. Here's where it begins. One thing that you're committing to start today and for the next 30 days to make a difference in a relationship, and maybe even one thing that you'll stop doing for the next 30 days. Add one thing, subtract one thing. There's only enough room for good in your life, right? That's intentional living. What is it? What is it that you want to pursue? What is it you're going to pursue, that goal, that God's best, that transformational goal? What is that one thing for 30 days? Stated here, we'll pray with you. By the way, everybody that gets through will receive the MP3 download, Your Intentional Life 101. It's the basics of intentional living, our gift to you. When you call, here's the number, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. So give me a call. Love to talk to you. Chad in Michigan, what's your question for me?
Well, I have been a single dad that has my kids 365, 24/7 for the last 13 and a half years. And I've had to be mom and dad, and I'm not used to that. And I need something so that with them now being 13 and 14 years old, that I don't lose my cool with them. Something that I can eliminate, either walk away. I need something that I can remember to do, a constant reminder of, I've only got the next 4 years with them for them being in the house, and then they're going to go out on life on their own. And I want the last 4 years to be the best years they have with their dad.
Yeah, well, let's see. There's your intention. It's a very good intention. Now you want to have the living part of it where you're following through. What is one thing that has worked for you that's helped? If you were just to pick one.
3 years ago, we started going to church, and I was born and raised in a church, like all the way until my parents got divorced, and things were getting progressively worse, and we started going back to church, and that one thing right there has gotten better, but I don't want to settle with that. I know there's got to be something more, and I'm having trouble finding it.
Mm. Well, hey, listen, the fact that you're pursuing it as a dad, raising these kids at 13 and 14, that all alone says a lot to your kids because they'll read your heart. Chad, they're going to see that you really care. Maybe a basic thing, and you said it, I mean, that's pretty profound stuff. You know, they got 4 years. What is that? That's like what? That's about 1,500 days. I mean, when you break it down to about 1,500 days and they're gone, I mean, they're going to be on their own. They're adults and on their own. Maybe you need to just hang over their head a visual picture in your mind every time you see them, 4 years. When you look at them, you see a little four over their head that says, hey, I got four more years with this young lady. I got four more years with this boy. And What am I going to do with these 4 years? What I'm about to say into their life right now, is that going to help them over the next 4 years to become who God wants them to be? I don't think there's any magical thing here, Chad. It's just a matter of having the right heart, pursuing it, being intentional, investing in their lives while you have a chance. And if you keep that little four over the top of their heads in your mind, and then it'll be three, and then it'll be two, and then it'll be one, that'll help you to say, hey, about the decision I'm going to make, is it in the best interest of these next 4 years for my son or daughter? You sound like a dad that's pretty intentional. Appreciate that. That's fantastic. All right, you can join in today as well. We're talking about high-stake relationships. It may not be with your kids. Maybe it is with an adult son or daughter. Could be with your children. Maybe it's with your spouse. But what's a high-stake relationship? Well, a high-stake relationship is any relationship that you have that if you blow it, you're going to pay for it. Maybe you're paying for it now. And you're saying, man, I want some of that grace and peace and forgiveness. It's not over. Don't give up. I've been in this working with people for a long time, most of my life. And I've seen couples and I've seen people have radical transformation in their life by deciding to experience God's best. They said there's enough of the old way of doing it. It's not working. And they start pursuing an intentional transformational goal, one thing, for 30 days that glorifies God and benefits other people. What could it be? Yeah, let me give you some ideas. These are things I've heard people say to me over the years. My kids only hear me criticize them. For the next 30 days, nothing critical is coming out of my mouth. I'm gonna just bite my tongue until it becomes a habit. I've seen others who have said, you know, my time is all out of whack. I'm spending too much time with work or hobbies or online. And for the next 30 days, I'm going to be intentional in investing into my children's lives, find out what's going on, getting behind their eyes. I've had people say to me for the next 30 days, I've decided with my spouse to encourage them every day by stopping the criticism and by adding encouragement. Here's what I hear at the end of 30 days. I can't believe it. Our marriage is totally different. My husband started responding differently to me when I stopped the criticism and started to encourage. What is that one thing? Here's intentional living: to experience God's best for a high-stake relationship by pursuing a transformational goal, a simple one thing that glorifies God and benefits others. What is it? Start one thing, stop one thing. We're with you. You can do this. 888-888-1717 is the number. I want to send you the Your Intentional Life MP3. It's the basics of intentional living. It's our gift to you if you get through and get on with me here. Again, 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Give us a call.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Intentional love can transform a marriage.
We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first, and that has really made a difference.
Natasha and her husband have experienced firsthand the power of intentional living. Put the power of intentional love to work in your marriage. The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night is November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, November 16th in Tucson. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Do this one thing the next time your children fight. I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Sibling rivalry tends to be right at the top of the list of issues that parents face. So here's one thing you can do. Quietly and intentionally hold them both accountable. You know, one may appear to be guilty most of the time, but the other one knows how to instigate the problem. And this can be a birth order issue. Many times the baby of the family, and I'm one, we knew how to push the button to get our older brothers, in my case, into trouble. Some parents have succeeded by either setting a timeout spot, by placing them separate and letting them, you know, kind of cool their heels a little bit. Others have found it successful to put them in the room together and let them work out their differences as long as they don't start fighting again. Try whatever works for you. Be intentional and be consistent. That's intentional parenting.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, by the way, the Intentional Living Minutes on video every day, it can come directly to your email. All you have to do is sign up for it, subscribe for it. It's easy, free. It'll come to you every day just to encourage your heart. In the morning, it'll be there in your email box. So just go to theintentionallife.com/minute, theintentionallife.com/minute. You know, we're just a few days away from the end of the month, and this month of August, we've been making available a beautiful, just-released calendar. It's a wall calendar, Hope That Lights the Way. It's a 16-month calendar that'll begin September 1st here and go right through 2020. It's from Intentional Living. Absolutely beautiful pictures from around the world each month with scripture. Very intentional, very encouraging. It's something that you can follow along with us. My wife and I have it at our home, and we write down the things we're doing from day to day. And we'd love to get it to you as well. There's something about a calendar. I know we have it on our phones and all that, but just to have a calendar next to the phone or in your house on the wall is kind of at least to me, I think it's kind of cool. It's our gift to you. Share a gift with the ministry. Help us here in August. We'll send this to you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, we're hearing stories, people sharing with us their one thing to experience God's best for their high-stake relationships. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Beth did from New Mexico. Beth, tell us your intentional living success story.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I called you about 6 years ago complaining and crying that my son was making grades that did not indicate his true ability. And you stopped me in the middle of my question and said, "And why are you calling me?" And you basically told me he has to live with the consequences and I needed to leave him alone. And I just wanted to let you know he is graduating as the valedictorian of his class. He has amassed college scholarships in excess of $100,000. He couldn't be doing better. He is amazing because I step back and let him do it.
There you go. Hey, listen, thank you, Beth, for calling, sharing that story of success. And I'm glad we could play a small part in just kind of directing this terms of being intentional. You know, in life, every day we're making decisions. Beth wanted the best for her children. You can experience, I believe this, I've seen it. You can experience perhaps something better than you're experiencing today in those relationships. If you pursue in your heart and in your daily action a transformational goal, it doesn't have to be huge. The goal can be huge, but the steps can be small every day, maybe for the next 30 days. Say, I'm going to pray for my spouse. Next 30 days, I'm going to stop criticizing my kids. For the next 30 days, I'm going to do some research on that career opportunity and that thing I've held back on because I've been fearful to step out and do that, knowing it would strengthen my life and my family. What is that one thing for 30 days that'll bring glory to God and benefit to others? That's what we're about. That's what intentional living's about. Join in the discussion, 888-888-1717, with your calls or your questions today. Jeannie's in New Mexico. Jeannie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call. What's your comment or question?
I have a dear friend who means the world to me. I no longer have any living family, and she has become my most important person. But all the other people around me at my church and elsewhere, they're important too. I've listened to your program for a while. Intentional living is a nice idea. And I realized that my fears were turning me into a monster. And my friend has told me that's not the person she used to know.
What do you fear?
Well, it sounds strange, but I was afraid to forgive my brother-in-law who was an abuser.
So what you're saying is over time, forgiveness has been a problem and you hang on to it. I think there's a couple of things, Jeannie. When we're talking about someone who's, you know, been abusing us, you know, forgiveness doesn't mean that there's not accountability. There needs to be accountability. If someone's emotionally or verbally or what have you abusing Let's not confuse this thing of forgiveness with accountability. And so in your life, you're talking about relationships. Remember, in relationships, this is really critical, Jeannie. We have to define the nature of a relationship with another person. We have romantic relationships with our spouse, you know, and those intimate relationships that we have that God ordained. We have friend relationships. We have casual relationships. We have family relationships. Some we choose, some we don't. But what's critical in these relationships is to be intentional in being clear on what's the right thing to do. And so don't confuse forgiveness with accountability and boundaries that need to be put in place. Because when you do, I think that's a problem. Okay, Jeannie, thank you for your call. We're talking about what's one thing for 30 days that would make a difference in your life. I mean, I want to help you. If you really, when you call, either say, hey, here's one thing I know that'll make a difference, or help me find one thing that would make a difference. Okay? So we can get really specific. Identifying what the challenge is, identifying what the opportunity is in that high-stake relationship. You can do this. I want to see you be successful to experience God's best by pursuing that transformational goal that glorifies God and benefits others. When you get through to me, I'm going to hook you up with the MP3 download of Your Intentional Life. It's a 101 course on what intentional living is all about. That's our gift to you when you call 888-888-1717. Okay, Amy's in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Amy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Randy. My high-stake relationship right now is definitely my marriage, and I would like to encourage my husband and maybe even pray for him for this to come to fruition, if it's God's will, for us to start up a home Bible study group in our home, because our marriage was at a much, much better place when my husband led a small group Bible study in our home. And ever since we stopped doing that, our marriage has not been well.
Interesting.
And if you will give me the opportunity, I just want to tell you thank you again. I am actually the one who called in, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months ago, and you actually dedicated a whole entire show to my phone call. I was the one that had the husband that was running away at the first sign of conflict.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just tell you that I am continuing to fight for my marriage. My husband and I are still in counseling. We've been in marriage counseling now for about a year. And I will tell you that I feel like with counseling, I take 2-3 steps forward and 20 steps back.
Yeah.
But I am committed to my marriage. I have 2 small children, a 10-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son, who need their dad, and I am going to fight for my marriage. Mm. And even though we've been through so many ups and downs, we've been married for 16 years, I just refuse to give up.
Yeah. What about him? Is he committed to want to work on it too?
Yes, I believe he is. Good. I have asked that question several times in front of the counselor, and he's never said that he's not.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's a good thing. I feel like we have made a lot of progress since the last time I talked to you. But for me, I know our marriage was at a such better place when my husband was leading a Bible study in our home. And I want that to come to fruition again, if it's God's will. And I just hope and pray that it can. And my husband does seem to be open to doing it again. So.
Well, I think that's a very admirable and certainly a transformational goal. Let me just suggest, though, that the two of you consider, I mean, if you're in the middle of a crisis, you're going through a really kind of a deep water in your marriage, you're trying to work through, you may not, and he may not be in a place where he feels like he can have a, quote, leadership role in spiritually helping teach and lead others. Now, if the two of you are at that place and get to that place, I think that's a very, I support that. It's exciting. That's positive. However, it may be that you'd be better to get plugged into a group that you can participate in and be free with and sharing and growing and not feel like you have to have that responsibility. But either way, I think it's really important to be in a group. Groups are powerful, especially the right kind of group with the right kind of leadership going in the right kind of direction. We'll be praying for you, Amy. Thank you for sharing that with us. One thing, what can you start for 30 days? Maybe one thing you could stop for 30 days. Think about it. This is a worthwhile moment in your life, perhaps today. You're not going to get to where you want to go to experience God's best in your high-stake relationships unless you're willing to pursue a goal that will glorify God and benefit others. We encourage you to take a 30-day challenge. One thing for 30 days. Start one thing, maybe stop one thing. What would it be? We can help you think it through. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. We'll be right back.
The hope that comes from faith in Jesus Christ is real and life-changing.
I got saved last year, so each day I read my Bible, and I'm just grateful for the Lord. I'm trying to get to know Him better.
Now you can be reminded of the true hope in Christ every day with the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar from Intentional Living. Encouraging scripture and inspiring images will remind you daily of God's love for you, and your gift to the ministry will work through Intentional Living to reach someone else.
When I was thinking I was losing all my battles, you guys basically saved my marriage and helped me get back on track.
Share your hope and request the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar with your gift to Intentional Living. Just go to theintentionallife.com today.
You know, our minds are the seat of what gets us in trouble in our lives. And Paul is saying to us, as you read through Ephesians, that our minds, our head, our heart, and our hands, our thinking, our emotions, and our behavior can either be under the authority of the Holy Spirit and under God, or they can be under our own control. And Paul tells us here to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. How do you do that? I mean, how do we get renewed in the spirit of our minds? By prayer, by reading, by meditating, by telling yourself the truth. These are the things we teach for Intentional Living, right? Every day on the radio, every day when we're creating content that goes out online or in print, returning to these principles of how we're to live our lives, and there's a reason for it, there's a why behind it. And we're seeing it as we go through the book of Ephesians. That's this month's teaching. That's an excerpt from this teaching called The Why of Intentional Living. Members who automatically receive a teaching every month, you've already received this teaching for the month of August. And if you're not a member, you know, when you sign up to say, hey, I want to be in the part of this community, I want to get the kind of resources that are going to strengthen my life and moving ahead intentionally. When you sign up and share in a monthly support, whatever God lays in your heart, we challenge you to pray about $1 a day, but whatever it is, $30 a month, whatever the amount, we don't want to restrict you being a part of it. So come and join us. You'll automatically start receiving the teaching, including this one, and then for September and then October and so on. Or if you share a gift this month and request it, we'll send it to you when you go to theintentionallife.com. All right, Janice is in Michigan. Appreciate your call, Janice. What's your one thing today?
Well, basically there are two things. I would like to give up one thing and then be intentional about another.
Okay.
And basically every morning I get up about an hour and 20 minutes before I have to, but I spend the majority of that time playing two games online.
Mm.
And my husband will then get up and I talk to him while I'm playing. And I don't make eye contact with them. And I started reading a book, Praying Circles Over Your Children. And it talked about the first 10 minutes of this person's day is the most important minutes of the entire day.
Mm.
And I want to devote 10 minutes every morning to having devotions with my kids who are 12 and 14 and my husband. And I just think that would set a great example, not only, you know, for them with our marriage, but for them and what they might continue to do in their lives.
So I think I hear what's got to be dropped. What is it?
The video game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, here's an example, Janice. My guess is there's nothing wrong with that video game. It's probably a decent video game, but it's like what the scripture says. Well, a lot of things can be helpful or are available, are permissible, I think the word is, they're not necessarily beneficial.
Right.
And I think what you're doing is you're seeing that there's a trade-off. You're trading off time with your kids for the game, and you're saying, hey, you want to reverse that for the next 30 days.
Absolutely. And my husband. Absolutely.
And your husband. Exactly. All right. So when does that start?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. So would you do this? Would you call us back and about 30 days from now and
yes,
just
will.
if you can't get through on the air live, leave a story on our storyline and tell us how your 30 days went. And the reason I'm asking you to do that, two things. One is you'll encourage others. And secondly, it'll be an accountability for you in the next 30 days to know that you're going to be checking back in with us.
Absolutely, I will.
Okay.
And I know my marriage needs it, and I know that the kids are going to benefit from it. So I will do this.
All right, we'll be watching for it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janice. Appreciate it. You know, just for a minute, you may be driving down the road in Detroit today, or maybe you're in Florida or California, or maybe listening online at some other place on the planet. Let me just ask a question. What is it in your life that you're not experiencing peace, forgiveness, grace, confidence? You know, it's just not working for you. It could be in a marriage relationship with your kids. It could be your finances, your health. And you really want to experience God's best for your life. It begins by what we believe is pursuing a godly goal that will glorify God. And that's key. Underline that. Now, you're going to benefit from it. But the real goal is others are going to benefit as well. You know, if you work on whatever it is, your finances, your family is going to benefit. If you say, hey, my goal is to connect with my wife or my husband, want a stronger marriage, you just heard the Janice say, hey, I'm going to make this switch. I'm going to put the priority away from the games, dropping that and putting it on my kids in the morning. That's a transformational goal. It's a small step. Glorifies God, benefits those kids, benefits her marriage. So I want you to ask yourself the question, what one thing could you start doing the next 30 days or stop doing the next 30 days would transform your life? Call me and tell me. We're going to stay right here for the next half hour and take some more calls. Love to have you call. We're going off the air live, but we'd love to have you call. We'll hook you up with the Your Intentional Life MP3 download. Just go give us a call, rather, at 888-888-1717. I want to remind you that coming up next summer, June 28th through July 5th, my wife Donna and I are going to be leading a cruise to Alaska. We'll be traveling the Inside Passage, seeing Hubbard Glacier, and some wonderful stops, ports of call, 7 days, wonderful time for you and your spouse, or as a solo, maybe you're coming. We've got people already registering who are coming as solo cruisers, and that's fantastic. While we're at sea, I'm going to be teaching about intentional living, be very encouraging, helping you find your purpose, and really just be motivated for when you get back home. If you want to get your cabin, do it early, limited availability. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. See you next time from Intentional Living.